Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fitness Revolution. And today I'm going to do a quick review of an interesting new film. It's Cine Still 800 Tungsten. First off, a little bit of background. Years ago when I was at Eastman Kodak, I remember having a conversation with Scott DiSabato and other people at Kodak at that time, asking them if they would make the 500T motion picture film available in 35mm cassettes, you know, for still users. And basically, I was told that it wasn't going to happen and that, you know, the new Portra 400 and the Portra 160 were heavily based on that technology and they were sort of, you know, what should be the go-to film. Well, fade in, fade out a couple of years. A new product is now on the market called Cine Still Film, and it is Kodak 500T motion picture film that has had the rim jet removed, which allows you to process this film in standard C41 chemistry, which is really nice. So it does not need to be processed in ECN2 chemistry. It's a very interesting film. It's a tungsten-based color negative film. An interesting side note is that normally this film is 500 ISO. However, because they have removed the rim jet, it picks up a little bit of speed. So they're suggesting rating it at 800. Thus the name, you know, 800 tungsten. It's a tungsten-based color negative material that has a really beautiful long tonal range. You know, absolutely beautiful shadows, absolutely beautiful highlights. But the biggest question for me was, why would I want to use this film when I have fabulous films like Portra 400 and Portra 160 on the market? You know, what niche does this fill? So I have shot a fair amount of it now, and my basic feelings are that on the frequently asked question page on the Cine Still website, they sort of suggest when you should use it and when you should avoid using it. And I pretty much agree with those things flat out. They're absolutely right on. This is a great film if you're working in tungsten or incandescent light. It's a great film for mixed lighting situations. So if you're a street photographer walking around the streets of New Orleans or New York at dusk or in the dark, this is a great go-to film if you want to work in color. If you're a wedding photographer working in difficult mixed lighting situations and you're shooting 35mm film, this, once again, is a great solution. However, if you're working in daylight, this would not be my first choice, primarily because you either have to, you know, correct the filtration at the time of shooting, or you're going to have to do a fair amount of color correcting in Photoshop later. Yes, you can color correct it in most cases, but at that point, you might as well just shoot, you know, a daylight balanced film. So I see this film very much as a nighttime / mixed lighting situation film. So how does it do in that case? Well, it does really well, actually. I compared it to Portra 400, Portra 160 in mixed lighting situations, and I did find that the Cine Still film gave me better color, better tonality, better shadow, and better highlight separation than the standard daylight balanced film. Under daylight situations, I found it to be a little more difficult to work with, so I would just grab the Portra 400 and go out for the day. So it's an interesting film. It definitely fills a niche in the market that needs to be filled, and I'm glad that it's available. Give it a shot. As I said, you can get it processed at any standard C41 processing facility, so you can do it at home. You can send it out to a lab and have it done, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.